Solo home miner wins 232K Bitcoin block at 149 million to 1 odds. A solo Bitcoin miner running a machine that cost around $300 solved a full block on the network and collected roughly $232,000, according to a report shared by Bitcoin News on June 1, 2026. The odds of a setup that small finding a block were put at about 149 million to 1. These wins happen a handful of times a year, and each one travels fast because it inverts the usual story. Bitcoin mining in 2026 is dominated by warehouse-scale operations running thousands of purpose-built rigs. A lone hobbyist beating that field, even once, is the kind of outcome that makes people stop scrolling. The economics behind a 232K payout. The dollar figure is not arbitrary. Since the April 2024 halving, the Bitcoin block subsidy has been 3.125 BTC per block. With BTC trading near $73,141, as of June 1, 2026, that subsidy alone is worth roughly $237,150. Add the transaction fees bundled into the block, and the total lands close to the reported $232,000. The number checks out against current network economics, rather than relying on any special circumstance. That is the entire prize for solving one block. The new coins issued by the protocol, plus whatever fees the included transactions paid. A solo miner who finds a block keeps all of it. A miner in a pool would instead receive a small slice proportional to the work they contributed, which is the trade most retail participants accept. Lottery odds, not a strategy, a roughly $300 machine, contributes a tiny fraction of the network's total hash rate, so its chance of solving any given block is correspondingly small. The 149 million to 1 figure reflects that gap. Over any realistic time horizon, the expected return from pointing such a device at solo mining is far below the cost of the electricity it burns. That is the honest framing. Solo mining at home is closer to buying a lottery ticket than running a business. The miner who won did not find an edge. They hit a low probability outcome that, by definition, almost never lands. The reason it makes news is the same reason a jackpot makes news. The result is rare and the payout is large relative to the stake. Pools exist precisely because they convert that lottery into a steady, predictable income. By combining hash power, members smooth their earnings into frequent small payments rather than waiting on odds most will never beat. The trade-off is that pools take a fee and the operator controls block construction. Solo miners give up the steady stream for a shot at the whole reward and the independence that comes with it. A signal about where hash power sits. Stories like this also draw attention because they are the exception that proves the rule. The vast majority of blocks in 2026 are found by a small number of large mining pools. When a home setup breaks through, it is a reminder that the protocol itself does not care how big you are. Every valid hash has a chance proportional to its share of total work, and nothing in the rules privileges an industrial farm over a desk in someone's home beyond raw computing power. For Bitcoin's security model, broad participation matters. Solo wins are a tiny statistical footnote in terms of total hash rate, but they keep the door visibly open, which has value for a network that markets itself on permissionless access. The payout flows straight to the finder with no intermediary, no application, and no approval. None of that changes the underlying math for anyone considering the same gamble. The machine that won was overwhelmingly likely to find nothing. It found something anyway, which is the only reason we are talking about it.